But I want to turn first to another story shocking in its way that has riveted Washington and beyond since last night. A U.S. Senator, Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, silenced on the Senate floor for trying to read a letter from Coretta Scott King, critical of now Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions, President Donald Trump's nominee to be Attorney General of the United States. Joining me from Washington is Matt Visor, Deputy Washington Bureau Chief for the Boston Globe. Matt, welcome back to On Point.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for having me.
What was happening last night when Senate leadership intervened and silenced Senator Warren?
So Senator Warren took the Senate floor sometime after 8 o'clock, and she was delivering a speech very critical of Jeff Sessions, the senator from Alabama and the attorney general nominee. And she started quoting words, first from Ted Kennedy, who called Jeff Sessions a disgrace to the Justice Department back in 1986 when Sessions was up for a federal judgeship. And he was voted down, actually, in that nomination. Senator Warren was warned at that point about her language. And then she went on to quote from a letter from Coretta Scott King, which was also very critical of Jeff Sessions from the 1980s. And that's when Mitch McConnell sort of took the extraordinary move and came to the Senate floor himself. And they ruled her out of order, that she was violating this arcane Senate rule. 19, and she, the Senate took a vote and upheld that ruling, that she was in violation of that rule, which silences her for the debate over Jeff Sessions and his nomination.
That vote on
quite an extraordinary moment.
Yeah, strict party lines, and of course, in 1986, now Senator Sessions, who then was not, of course, was denied that federal judgeship because of controversy and concern over racist comments attributed to him, over assertions, allegations of voter suppression that he'd been part of. Last night, Senator Warren was reading from the historical record comments from that time, Senator Kennedy and from Coretta Scott King. And here's what began to ensue. You'll hear Mitch McConnell, then just a touch of Senator Warren, then McConnell.
Mr. President.
They are.
Mr. President.
The Majority Leader.
Senator is impugning the motives and conduct of our colleague from Alabama, as warned by the chair. Senator Warren, quote, said Senator Sessions has used the awesome power of his office to chill the free exercise of the vote by black citizens. I call the senator to order under the provisions of Rule 19.
Let's stop right there. Matt Visor of the Boston Globe is with us. So Rule 19, what does it say? He says that she's impugned the motives and conduct of the colleague that would be Jeff Sessions. What's Rule 19, Matt?
So this is an old rule of the Senate that has its roots in 1902, when two senators from South Carolina actually were criticizing each other and got in a fist fight. So the Senate passed a rule where you could not say something impugning the motives of a fellow senator.
But he's up for Attorney General of the United States. This is part of the historical record. They're debating his nomination. Doesn't that make this relevant?
And that's where the criticism is coming, and Democrats have actually pointed also to recent times where Republicans were impugning the motives of Democratic senators, and this rule was not invoked. So they're saying this is sort of selective using of this rule. Other senators remarked, as you say, that you know, Jeff Sessions is up for a very important nomination. Just because he's a senator doesn't mean that they shouldn't be able to look at his record and quote from things and make and articulate the reasons why they're opposing his nomination, which is what Senator Warren was doing.
Here's how that went down last night. Here's the sound of her saying she's surprised that she can't quote the widow of Martin Luther King Jr.
Mr. President, I am surprised that the words of Coretta Scott King are not suitable for debate in the United States Senate. I ask leave of the Senate to continue my remarks.
Is there objection?
Objection.
I appeal the ruling.
Objection is heard. The senator will take her seat.
That was Senator Steve Daines of Montana, who was presiding at the time, and Mitch McConnell in the midst of that. What, Matt Visor, what does this mean, that you can only be critical in the committee hearing on a nomination, but not on the Senate floor?
Essentially, yes. And you've seen other senators try to work around this after Warren was silenced. Ron Wyden from Oregon, a Democrat, got up and he read portions of the letter as well from Coretta Scott King. So you've seen senators try and work around this and sort of try and get this letter in the record, even though it already actually is in the record from 30 years ago. So it's triggered kind of a barrage of criticism about these arcane Senate rules in a nomination that Republicans have the votes for. You know, I mean, that's what was sort of extraordinary about Mitch McConnell taking this step to try and silence Senator Warren because they have the votes. And this wouldn't have triggered as much controversy if they had just sort of let her read that letter.
I mean, if it was a wild attack of some kind, we might understand. But when it seems entirely germane, these are Senate rules, but the interpretation is another thing. She stepped out into the hallway outside the Senate chamber and on Facebook Live read the letter. Here's Senator Elizabeth Warren, tossed out, in effect, or silenced in the chamber, outside the chamber, reading the 1986 letter from the 1986 letter of Coretta Scott King. And you'll hear Coretta Scott King's words talking about then Sessions' nomination to be a federal judge. And it's pretty tough language here, saying that in 1986, if he's confirmed then, he'll be given life tenure for doing with a federal prosecution what the local sheriffs accomplished 20 years ago with clubs and cattle prods. Here's Senator Warren reading outside the Senate chamber.
The irony of Mr. Sessions' nomination is that, if confirmed, he will be given life tenure for doing with a federal prosecution what local sheriffs accomplished 20 years ago with clubs and cattle prods. 20 years ago, when we marched from Selma to Montgomery, the fear of voting was real. As the broken bones and bloody heads in Selma and Marion bore witness. As my husband wrote at the time, quote, "It was net just a sick imagination that conjured up the vision of a public official sworn to uphold the law, who forced an inhuman march upon hundreds of Negro children, who ordered the Reverend James Bell to be chained to his sickbed, who clubbed a Negro woman registrant, and who callously inflicted repeated brutalities and indignities upon nonviolent Negroes peacefully petitioning for their constitutional right to vote."
An extraordinary scene there, first recorded on Facebook Live, of a U.S. senator outside the Senate chamber reading from a letter by Coretta Scott King, the widow of Martin Luther King. Coretta Scott King had said that Senator Sessions, she said to put him in charge of the Department of Justice, this is Senator Warren. Coretta Scott King had said that Sessions earlier, when he was, U.S. attorney in West Alabama, had been involved in what Coretta Scott King said, a shabby attempt to intimidate and frighten elderly black voters. Here's more of Senator Warren reading from Coretta Scott King's letter outside the Senate chamber.
"It is my strongly held view that the appointment of Jefferson Sessions to the federal bench would irreparably damage the work of my husband, Al Turner, and countless others who risked their lives and freedom over the past 20 years to ensure equal participation in our democratic system. The exercise of the franchise is an essential means by which our citizens ensure that those who are governing will be responsible. My husband called it the number one civil right. The denial of access to the ballot box ultimately results in the denial of other fundamental rights. For it is only when the poor and disadvantaged are empowered that they are able to participate actively in the solutions to their own problems. We still have a long way to go before we can say that minorities no longer need to be concerned about discrimination at the polls. Blacks, Hispanics, Native Americans, and Asian Americans are grossly underrepresented at every level of government in America. If we are going to make our timeless dream of justice through democracy a reality, we must take every step possible to ensure that the spirit and intent of the Voting Rights Act of 1965 and the 15th Amendment of the Constitution is honored.
Senator Elizabeth Warren reading from the letter of Coretta Scott King after she was silenced on the Senate floor. It was, Matt, it was Senator Jeff Merkley of Oregon who went ahead and read more of that letter on the floor, but it would not be the Massachusetts senator. Here's just one more bit of her now reading from that 1986 letter from the widow of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., the letter of Scott King read outside after she'd been silenced on the Senate floor by Senator Warren.
Mr. Sessions has used the awesome power of his office to chill the free exercise of the vote by black citizens in the district he now seeks to serve as a federal judge. This simply cannot be allowed to happen. Mr. Sessions' conduct as a U.S. attorney, from his politically motivated voting fraud prosecutions to his indifference toward criminal violations of civil rights laws, indicates that he lacks the temperament, fairness, and judgment to be a federal judge.
That, Coretta Scott King from 1986. Matt Visor of the Boston Globe is with us. The vote on this is coming in probably tonight. What's likely, Matt?
I mean, it's still likely that Jeff Sessions gets approved, but this has set off sort of a firestorm. Senators right now Democratic senators are going to the floor and also reading from this letter, sort of challenging Mitch McConnell to also silence them. That video of Warren on Facebook has been viewed 6 million times over the past 12 hours. So there's a huge amount of attention now on this. There's a hashtag called Let Liz Speak that has been trending on Twitter. They're fundraising going out, off of this incident. So I think there's a lot more attention on this. There's a lot more attention on the opposition to Jeff Sessions. He will likely be confirmed, but Democrats are also getting a big victory in this and drawing attention to some of the criticism.
Matt Visor with the Boston Globe, we're up against it here, but extraordinary times on the Senate floor. Thank you very much for being with us, Matt.
Thanks for having me.